Your Bibles, please, to Acts chapter 19. Acts chapter 19. For the next few minutes, I just want to share with you something that I believe shows us some things that we can apply to our own lives, but gives us a biblical basis for ministries such as Campus Bible Fellowship. Do you realize that the Apostle Paul had a ministry on a educational institution? Acts chapter 19, verses 8 through 10. Notice Paul's on one of his missionary journeys. First part of the chapter, we find that he was in Ephesus. Verse 8, and he went into the synagogue and spoke boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing or reasoning and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. But when divers were hardened and believed not, but spake evil that way before the multitude, in other words, those Jewish individuals that he was ministering to in the synagogue, those who that rejected the truth, started speaking evil against Paul in what he was teaching. Their hearts were hardened, they believed not, spoke evil of that way before the multitude. He departed from them and separated the disciples, disputing, same word, reasoning, daily in the school of one Tyrannus. Personally, I believe this was the first campus ministry recorded in history. Now, please allow me to use this as a illustration of Campus Bible Fellowship. There are individuals who would say that this was not a college. It was, but definitely we know it was a school probably run by an individual called Tyrannus. Most scholars feel that he was teaching philosophy to his students, and whoever those students are, we don't know. But what I want you to see here, what kind of ministry or the characteristics of Paul's ministry on a college campus or an educational institution. Notice in verse 9, Paul's ministry was consistent. He went on the school of one Tyrannus and disputed daily in that school. He ministered there every day. In other words, he wasn't a fly-by-nighter. He didn't come on to campus and just pass a few tracts out or leave, or come on to campus and stand by the fountain and call the co-eds' names or the students' names and make people get excited and really have a bad impression of Christians. We have this all the time at FIU. People coming in, claiming, and I'm not doubting their salvation, but their way they come about sharing the truth hinders our ministry because of how they approach the students. And you should never call someone a name when you don't even know anything about them. Just because there is that sin on campus, you can't point your finger at a person and claim that they are involved in that activity. Whether they are or not, that's not important. The importance is you need to demonstrate the love of Christ to people and show them the truths of Scripture so the Holy Spirit can rescue them from their plight in life of heading to eternal separation from God in a place called hell. Paul's ministry was consistent. Paul's ministry was biblically based. Look at verse 8. When he went to the synagogue, he spoke what? Boldly for 3 months, persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. You look at Paul's ministry, what did he share every time he went out? He shared the scriptures, right? His ministry was, no matter where he was at, was biblically based. In other words, he wasn't sharing his thoughts or his philosophy of life. He was sharing the truth of the Word of God wherever he ministered. Paul's ministry was not inconsistent. It was biblically based. But Paul's ministry was a faithful ministry. Look at verse 10. And this continued for the space of 2 years. Wow. He went to the school of Tyrannus daily, preaching and teaching, disputing and reasoning with those that would come in and listen to the truths of the scripture. See, Paul stayed the length of time there in Ephesus and in that place that God wanted him to stay. Paul's ministry had a multicultural impact. Look at the last part of verse 10. And this continued for the space of 2 years. And what happened? What was the impact? So that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. A international multicultural impact in that space of 2 years. And notice what happened during that time. All they who dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. How could that happen? The Apostle Paul did not have radio stations. The Apostle Paul did not have TV station. The Apostle Paul did not have internet or Facebook. How did all those in Asia hear about the Word of God? Well, the passage is not real clear. It is clear to one thing. We know where Paul was, don't we? He was there teaching and preaching 2 years at the school of one Tyrannus. And yet, all in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus. My personal opinion of what happened was that those students that came and listened and were saved, they went out home on Christmas break, Thanksgiving, on their daily lives, and they shared Christ with everyone that they had a chance to share with. Remember, Ephesus was an economic center and a port center where people were coming and going all the time. So as certain individuals would trust Christ, they would take that truth and take it home with them. That's why we want you to pray for Yolanda. Yolanda, more than likely, when she graduates with her master's, will go back to China and live in her home country. And if she has been grounded in the Word of God, she will make a better missionary in China than I would ever make, reaching hurt people with the gospel of Christ. So ask yourself this question. What do you have when you have a consistent, biblically based, impacting campus ministry? Well, I believe you have Campus Bible Fellowship International. Campus Bible Fellowship has been consistent over the years, reaching out to students and faculty on a daily basis. CBFI has always been biblically based. We, as a ministry, will not start a new ministry on a college campus unless there is a local church that has given us the authority and invited us to come and to help them reach out to their campus community. Why? Because we still believe the Bible teaches the local church is God's plan and program of sharing the good news to the world. And as we saw this morning in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, God gave the local church the authority to be going out and being His witnesses. Campus Bible Fellowship over the years has been a faithful ministry. Currently, most of our staff have been ministering on the same campus or campuses for over 10 years. Many of them have been in the area for over 20 years, working with fundamental Baptist churches in their areas, reaching college students and faculty and staff for Christ. And you say, why would you stay in the same area? Well, if God wants you there, you stay there. And I want to remind you what happens on a college campus. At FIU, I read statistics, 46,000 students, 9,200 graduate every year. Guess what? That means probably 9,000 to 10,000 new students every year. And right now, the goal of Florida International University is to be 60,000 students in the next 5 years. That's a large city. I mean, right now it's a large city. Matter of fact, you do not have to leave that campus for any reason at all. There are restaurants, chain restaurants. There's a health department. There's a place to have your hair done. There's a place to have your suits pressed. You name it, it's there within the confines of that community. Campus Bible Fellowship has had a multicultural impact. One of the first Bible studies that I taught at Florida International University 12 years ago had about 25 students attending and over around 15 or 16 different countries in that Bible study. Let me tell you, that confirmed to me that God wanted me in Miami, Florida. Having the opportunity to reach the world for Christ, one person at a time, and sending those students back to their countries. And these students are the, can I say, the cream of the crop of their country. They will be the next generation of leaders in their country. You realize, and I haven't looked at the recent statistics, but back in 1984, I read an article, I believe it was in U.S. News World Report, and that article made this statement. At that present time, 50% of the nations, of the world's leaders, 50% of the world's leaders studied in the United States. The current leadership of the world, 50% of them studied in the United States. Wow, what kind of an impact can we have in leadership of the world by reaching students with the gospel of Christ? Boy, the opportunities are there, potentials are there. Pray that God would send forth laborers into His harvest. Because at staff, we are getting, can I say, older in our bodies anyway. And yet, because of that, some are retiring and we're dropping in numbers a little in the last few years. So pray that God would replace missionaries and give us these opportunities to reach the world for Christ. You see, no matter where God places you to serve Him, we need to remember to be consistent, to be biblically based, to be faithful, and to be willing to reach out and have an impact in other people's lives and to impact the community we are in for with the gospel of Christ. Let's pray.